I want nobody to run my life. Nobody. I want nobody to run my life. Nobody. I firmly believe that nobody should have that much power. Nobody to run my life. Nobody.
Died for words. Pointed words. Cities have fallen for words.
Freedom's waiting.
Free. The right words.
Iraq. Inflammable.
The right words.
Islam. Insidious.
The right words, said Lenin, are worth 100 regiments.
Freedom's waiting.
Impute. Infamous. Chorus.
Scathing words.
You can say four blunt words and a man will hit you in the face.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
A little deluge of adjectives.
Words.
The strongest word is still the word free.
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 Believability.
Next to the word free, the best word is new.
Persuasive words.
The best word is new. New. New.
At your 7-Eleven, freedom's waiting.
For your kind of morning, it's our kind of freedom.
For you.
Other tested words are mistakes, stop, at last, and don't.
Like rusty old nails at the bottom of the sea, telling no tales for the good of the Admiralty. You jump when you're told to through the open door, and the King of Norway, he's the man you all die for.
Jacob's
ladder.
And I send him to the voice,
words to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down.
Same. A few people laughed. A few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." I suppose we all thought that one way or another.
The bombs, bombs, bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets, the rockets, the rockets, red glare.
Vulgar
song. The intense patriotism surging across our country carried the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting.
All the way to the top of the music charts.
Vulgar, vulgar song.
Call that a song.
I am an American.
You're in specimen.
Listen to my words.
Bombs, rockets, bombs, rockets.
You're a specimen collector.
Before you even start, I am an American.
I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
All he tried to do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
Bursting in air.
Star Spangled Song.
And the red glare.
Sounds more like a screen door. Tail caught in a screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen door.
Come on. enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Get this damn thing done, it can't done. Come shoot the fascists with a gun, cause it's stopping us from unity. We cannot see reality, just vanity, insanity. Fusion cannot stand it, see. No man, fascist man will ever get me out of the land. So understand, fusion plan to stop them with a bang. We sang and sang to make the people all unite. Not fight, but fight because the leaders don't think right. You burnt us in the past, you know it won't happen again. So black and white, take a stand and I'll try to defend. Out of the people and the children who are living in the past. Just blast and blast, no make them fascist man last.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot. Feeling so strong, so long, it's wrong. I'm telling you it's wrong. Destruction, confusion, and blaming it on the color. I wonder in horror, cause the people start to follow. Are the leaders and the rulers who are putting up defense? It's dense, immense, and you say you're talking sense. Bull, bull, I want to say it full. But people on the video, you know we'll make a bull. So I try to tone it down to make the whole world know that the language of my violence will proceed in my show. Flow, flow to make the fascist man know that unity is here and unity will grow.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Images.
Tall remote control.
Each one of those images was electronically based.
Say out on my track.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
This could really catch on.
I can't remember when I've been so moved.
That wasn't me. That was Mozart. 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 Mozart.
Thank you. really get inside my head?
As long as you keep an open mind.
Here they all are. Here they all are. Here they all are. Here they all are.
We want soaps and cigarettes.
We want Kleenex and Kotex.
We want cake mixes and candy.
We want Kissed and Dole.
We want cereals and soft drinks.
We want Coney and Clairol.
We want frozen pies and shaved
cream. We want Contact and Dial.
We want laxatives and beer.
We want Kool-Aid and Clear.
Toothpastes and margarines and fruit juices.
We want
Hallmark cards.
Here they all are.
We want the lotions, the pet foods, the shampoos and hair dyes.
Here they all are.
We want puddings,
margarines, cake mixes,
baby carbs,
all of which are preferred over all others.
We do have the possibility of stopping this, and as I said the word stopping, I realize that's it.
You know, if there's any message in my book, please go ahead.
Okay. We're fat. We're overfed. Stop building cars, stop buying cars, eliminate Woolworths. We don't need a daily newspaper 7 or 8 times every day.
We want headache remedies in their tins.
We don't need a daily newspaper 7 or 8 times every day.
Laxatives in their bottles.
7 or 8 times every day.
Don't
7 or 8 times every day. We can control the corporations. All we have to do is stop buying what it is they're selling.
Shave creams, toothpastes, and cigarettes. Cereals too.
It's very simple. I mean, actually, they need us.
We want.
And there's this whole campaign going on that somehow they're fulfilling a need of ours. And they're not.
He is a beleaguered consumer, a confused consumer.
We want battered by television.
We want beautiful tea.
Assailed by print.
We want good clothes.
Assaulted by radio.
We want people to like us.
They're just ripping off everybody.
So you're philosophical.
So what would this is my goal. What would happen if, like, 50% of the people in this country,
we do not want,
if they just said, no, we're not going to buy you, we don't need your cars, we don't need to go to Woolworths, we don't need your newspapers, your cigarettes, your coffee, you know, your Coca-Colas, we just ain't going to do it no more.
We do not want to smell bad.
We just ain't going to do it no more.
We do not want to be ugly.
We just ain't going to do it no more.
We want money.
And if all the real spiritual religious leaders in this country said that's really what we got to do, right?
So you're philosophical?
Fight back. Fight back.
The only thing that's going to solve the problem is to actually stop what it is it's causing. We can control the corporations. All we have to do is stop buying what it is they're selling.
Fight back.
The only thing that's going to solve the problem is to actually stop what it is it's causing.
Fight back.
Right now. $30 million a day
right
spent
now.
In a desperate
right
attempt
now
to buy brands a bit of space in the memory box of the consumer.
So you're philosophical?
This is the restless American economy. It is also economic liberty, and once economic liberty is abridged or destroyed, all other liberty is abridged or destroyed. Power over a man's subsistence, said Alexander Hamilton, is power over his will.
Fight back!
And it's like an intellectual game to continually ask what the solution is when you're not willing to put it into effect. I mean, you're really not.
Scary. It's very frightening.
That's what my dad would call real truth in advertising.
We have never seen such a thing happen. Instead, the campaign continues to flourish like a great tree spreading its branches and reaching for the sun. And year after year, rich and fruitful seeds continue to sift down to the earth in new sales and customers.
Don't fuck with me, fellas!
So you're philosophical?
Well, like we say, if you can't lick them,
join them.
Put them on a big piece of tape is what we say.
On the real thing and something for the new generation.
Something to drink?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody keeps talking about Coke and Pepsi and Coke and Pepsi and Coke and Pepsi. Negative.
Yes.
Here's a sample.
Changing Coke.
Exploring.
What about
about Pepsi?
What about Pepsi?
Changing Coke.
They've also received lots of protesting mail. Here's a sample.
I accidentally got new Coke. I poured it down the drain.
I meant a Pepsi.
Changing Coke is like God making the grass purple, or putting toes on our ears, or teeth on our knees.
How about do this?
Say what you mean.
Come out with the new Coke. We got the new Coke. Kill the old Coke.
You have fouled up by changing the only perfect thing in the world.
Introduced the new Coke, and he said, I give it a fair chance, try it out.
Everybody tries this product, so we have booming sales. Let's say 15%, like.
And it tasted really sweet.
We always hold the old Coke, right?
Really sweet.
Okay? 85% don't like it.
And what I did, without looking at the label, what was on it, I opened
what about
the new one, poured it over ice, and drank it.
What about Pepsi?
Then I read the label, and then I knew why there was a difference.
85% start screaming.
It's just like Pepsi, because then later on I tried the Pepsi.
85% start screaming.
And it was the same. The super sweet in the new one, it was the same. And the lack of carbonation.
The two low boats there.
Tasted like watered down Pepsi, which isn't a good thing.
All right, fine. All right.
I just don't like it.
Fine.
They've lied to
me. And I poured.
Guess what?
And I poured.
Some critics will say Coca-Cola has made a marketing mistake.
All right. Guess what? Bring back the old Coke.
They're bringing back Coke.
Two Cokes. Two Colas. Pepsi Fine. Two Cokes. Two Cokes.
So I answered the phone and she said, guess what? They're bringing back Coke and they're going to call Coca-Cola Classic. That's all she called them.
A plan. Supposing it was all a plan.
What about Pepsi?
A Coke plan.
And Pepsi says,
for $1.25 million last year, Mike Tyson was willing to say,
hey, Diet Pepsi the champion too.
Pepsi says,
two Coke.
Pepsi says it isn't too worried.
Two Coke.
Investors apparently aren't either.
So New York is.
Coca-Cola's stock jumped over 2 points on Wall Street during the day.
Hey, it has a better, more modern taste than
that. Genius marketing.
Hey. What's happening
here is that there's a taste segmentation of the sugar cola market.
A taste segmentation? Pardon me, but I speak English.
Coca-Cola tonight got 4 minutes on every Mason.
Some cynics.
No money.
Say.
Didn't cost them any money. Huh? Big feature story.
Say.
Interview with the president.
Say. That we planned the whole thing.
Genius marketing.
The truth is.
That is brilliant.
The truth is.
You probably never thought it's too late.
The truth is.
I mean, that's too late.
We're not that dumb. And we're not that smart.
And you know that the amount of money that Americans spend on Coca-Cola in 1 week will feed all of the poor children in all of the public schools in all 50 states for 2 years.
What about Pepsi?
What about Pepsi?
What is the mind? Is it just a system of impulses? Or is it something tangible?
Never mind.
Relax. Relax. What is mine? No matter. What is matter? Never mind. Good night, son.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge.
Tonight, we care, and it shows.
The law.
You will listen and obey.
The country.
You will remember nothing you have seen or heard here.
The Dream Master wants to teach you how to begin creating a better life for yourself, both here and in the inner worlds. This is all that this life is about, so that you may become the very best, not in a mechanical mental way, but spiritually. What you are accomplishing is opening your heart to love.
We'll be right back.
nation is free.
The law.
There is hope.
well-regulated militia being necessary to ensure the state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, vehicles, and effects against unreasonable assaults and seizures are not allowed. No war is otherwise, even if fine, unless on a pretense or indictment of grand jury, except in case of we'll be right back.
from a scientific point of view, it is now very likely that there will be again another ice age quite soon in the world, that we shall have the north part of the world all frozen like it used to be, then we're beginning to have natural disasters. From a scientist's study, it seems likely that we shall soon begin to have these great changes in the Earth's climates, and the oceans will rise, and many cities will be flooded, like London and Calcutta and so on. These things, they say, will happen, according to scientific theories, in about 40 years at the most, but maybe even quicker.
Shows the signals grow on radios, all the strange things they come and go as early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide, still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction, we cannot even choose a side. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older, sons and daughters. The jaded underworld was riding high on waves of steel hurled metal at the sky. And as the nails sunk in the cloud, the rain was warm and soaked in the crowd. Is silent in any still alive. It'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry. When the flood calls, you have no home, you have no walls. In the thunder crash, you're a thousand minds within a flash. Don't be afraid to cry of what you see. The actor's gone, there's only you and me. And if we break before the dawn, we'll use up what we used to be. Dreamers, you're running dry.